Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we are coming to you this afternoon, this morning, from right on Bishop Lake.
Bishop Lake. I'm sure it's named something else, but, it looks good out there, though.
Well, we're going to call it Bishop Lake today.
Bishop Lake. All right.
And before we get started, I want to go ahead and pass along our sympathies for the passing of Mike Leach, a heavyweight in college football. And whether you liked him as a football coach or not, as a person, a lot of good things have been said about Mike Leach as a person. The insightful interviews, he's going to be missed in the college football world.
I mean, he's in our opening to come on the show when he's talking about getting publicly reprimanded or fined.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. He's in our opening. Press conference gold, a national treasure. And he went out his last game. He won the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
Mississippi State beat Ole Miss and finished 8-4. Had a good season, and, national treasure, man. He's going to be missed.
Yeah, and, I just want to throw this out there. A lot of people have forgotten about this, which I guess is kind of a good thing. Mike Leach brought Texas Tech to obscurity, to being relevant, at least relevant. And he lost his job at Texas Tech because, allegedly, he put his hands on a kid who was the son of a sports broadcaster in Craig James. Well, he lost his job to that. Time marches on. Of course, he says, she said, Mike Leach's story wasn't exactly the same as the kid's story, but nonetheless, he ended up losing his job over that situation. And now, however many years later, 10, 15 years later, or however many years, Mike Leach was still one of the predominant great football coaches in the country, and I don't even know where Craig James is.
He's out in Texas somewhere, but I don't want to, disgrace the memory of Coach Leach talking about Craig James, somebody who played for one of the most corrupt football programs in the history of college football, received a death penalty.
That's a great point.
And he was part of that, receiving those benefits while he was at SMU, excuse me. So Coach Leach, national treasure, going to be remembered well, and he won everywhere that he went, period.
That's a great point. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
And bitterly sweet, the high school football season has ended. We do have our state champions, and here they are. In GISA AAA, we'll start there, since really the only team that we cover, I guess, or that typically we cover are the only teams, or multiple teams. They're all in GISA AAA. So let's do that. Deerfield Windsor, 0, and shocker, John Millage, 49.
John Millage probably needs to make that step into the Georgia High School Association, or be forced to do so.
I'm completely in 1,000% agreement with you. And another thing, I believe that if they did, I'm not 100% about the school enrollment, but I think they would start out at AA.
And then we'll find out real quick how good you really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're beating up on Giza.
Yes, they are.
They're four straight. I believe that's their fourth straight Giza championship.
I don't think they've lost a game in those 4 years either, have they?
I don't believe so. I believe the last game they lost is 2018 championship game to Frederica.
Yes.
That was the last one they lost. Mm. In the GHSA Single A Division One, the Bowdoin Red Devils 39, the Schley County Wildcats 31. Bowdoin wins the Division One Single A Championship. Division Two Single A, Swainsboro 34, Prince Avenue 52. Prince Avenue wears the crown.
Didn't see that one coming. I thought Swainsboro would win that game.
I did too. And you know, you may still see Swainsboro next segment, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Why wouldn't they be in there? They've been in there all year. They just lost the title game.
That's
State
right.
State championship game.
I was on them before anybody else was, because that's what you get with Jason Bishop, fellow listener.
Okay.
In AA, Thompson 32, Fitzgerald 27. Thompson wins.
Another state championship for the Thompson Bulldogs. They've won a few.
Yeah, and Fitzgerald was going for the repeat. Not to happen.
Not happening.
Sandy Creek 21, Cedar Grove 17 in AAA.
Most horrible.
Oh, it was terrible.
Call.
Yeah.
To decide that football game. That is appalling. That the Georgia High School Association needs to do something about that instant replay or something, because those kids did not deserve to lose that football game in that fashion.
Well, you may be right. Here's the problem. You call football games just as I do on the radio, and if you add instant replay to the mix with all the other conferences that you have with the officials, you'll never get out of there.
Well, just in championship, state championship games, you can't do it in regular season. You don't have the technology to do it. But there should be enough technology on hand for a state championship game so something like that doesn't happen. That was terrible.
Okay. In 4A, Benedictine down, Cedartown 14-13. And I told you from the beginning of the season, this is why people have to listen to me, I told you from the beginning of the season, Benedictine was going to win 4A.
You didn't even have them in your rankings up until 2 weeks ago, so you obviously something's not adding up.
Well, you do your math, I'll do mine.
Okay. Cedartown, you were on the 1 or 2 yard line and you tried to punch it in when you could have kicked the field goal and won the state championship. That's the kind of stuff that gets people on the hot seat if you're a head coach.
Gets people fired.
Yes.
In 5A, congratulations to the Ware County Gators, 38-13 winners over Warner Robins, who was going for a three-peat. Not to be, the Ware County Gators win their first state championship over there in Waycross.
They win their first state championship in school history, and that was a big-time performance by Ware County. Congratulations. You earned it.
And a special congratulations to Jason Strickland, who is a personal friend of mine. There is no better coach that is more deserving of winning that state championship. With everything that transpired in the offseason for that young man, congratulations, Jason. Man, that is, you are so deserving.
Yeah, very deserving. And that was a beatdown. It wasn't just 38-13. It could have been, it felt a lot worse.
In 6A, Langston Hughes 35, Gainesville 28. Be honest with you, Gainesville gave them a better game than I thought they were going to give them.
Yes, they did. Gainesville is up and coming. Langston Hughes, they probably. You know, Mill Creek, Langston Hughes, probably be a good football game.
And in 7A, Mill Creek put 70 points up in a state championship game. Gave up 35, but when you score 70, it doesn't matter. Mill Creek 70, Carrollton 35.
You may see Carrollton on a list here in a couple of segments.
What kind of – oh, you're going to put – man.
You don't give up 70 in championship games. That gets you on a butthurt list.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, the high school football season has ended, and here are your state winners. In GISA AAA, John Millage. GHSA Single A Division II, the Bowden Red Devils. Single A Division I, Prince Avenue Christian Wolverines. In AA, the Thompson Bulldogs. AAA, Sandy Creek Patriots. In 4A, the Benedictine Cadets. 5A, Ware County Gators win their first ever. In 6A, the Langston Hughes Panthers. And in 7A, the Mill Creek Hawks. Congratulations to all of our state winners. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
To the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Marcus Mariota, take your ball and go home. You suck anyway. The Giants gave Carlos Correa how much money?
A pile.
Don't fret, Rams fans. Baker to the rescue. Who would you rather have, Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy or Mr. Overrated Russell Wilson? Uh-oh, Steph Curry might be out for the Warriors. I feel terrible for them. Mike Leach, my heart truly goes out to your family. You will be missed. Apparently, no one on Ohio State wants to play for a national championship. We don't normally do hockey, but when someone scores 800 goals, you acknowledge them. Congrats, Alex Ovechkin. Write this down. The Atlanta Falcons will win the NFC South. The Atlanta Braves opening day shortstop, Ron Washington. The NBA MVP will now be known as the Michael Jordan Award. Great move, NBA. Gus Malzahn, you better get it together in Orlando because UCF expects national titles, not 9-4. Chris Beard, no biting. Christmas time is here. Time to nestle up near the fire and watch the greatest Christmas movie ever made, Yippee-ki-yay. And these are my thoughts.
That is a good Christmas movie.
There has never been a better made.
I mean, it's been a good one. I enjoy watching it.
It is one of those rare movies where you don't have to say the name. You can just do what I just did, do that, and everyone knows what movie it is.
It's a classic. And every time it's on, I zone out and just watch it.
As do I. When it's on, I'm done for 2 hours.
That's it. I'm done as well.
poor Carl. Or Al. Get together, Al.
Al.
And with that being said, we now transition. It is the end of the high school football season, and so you know what that means. It is now time to give you the final installment of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Let's hear them.
Well, let's recap from last week first, shall we? Great. At number 10 last week, we had Savannah Christian, 9 Brunswick High, 8 Calvary Day, 7 Appling, 6 Irwin, 5 Fitzgerald, 4 Warner Robins, 3 Benedictine, 2 Ware, and 1 Swainsboro. And remember now, the Fitzgerald number 5 ranking was a little controversial.
So was number 2. Well, they'll be number 1 now, but they should have been number 1 all along, Ware County.
And so here we go. This week, the final installment, this is where all the teams ended up. At number 10, moving down one spot, who did not play last week, the Brunswick High Pirates fall to number 9 and finish at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
So you drop a spot for watching a title game, along with 872 other teams in the state of Georgia. Wow.
That's what the formula came out to.
The formula.
At number 9, moving up a spot, this team also did not play last week. They go from number 10 to number 9. The Savannah Christian Raiders come in at number 9 in the last poll. At number 8, moving down one spot. Of course, they were also eliminated. At number 8, holding strong. Nope, down one spot. That's what I said earlier. Sorry.
He doesn't even know his own formula.
Down one spot. Well, it's Appling County at number 8.
Appling loses in the Final Four, which means they probably should have been in the top 5 based upon what everybody else did within their schedule in this part of the state. So,
At number 7, jumping into the poll this week, they were not ranked last week, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets jump into the poll at number 7 in the final installment.
Hold on now.
Okay.
I know we have an affiliate up in Jessup.
We do.
I understand that. So,
and many other places as well.
You're going to jump them in at number 7 with, what, 2 or 3 losses?
Well, Wayne County, again, this is not me. This is the formula.
This is Jason Bishop.
The formula.
How do you not be ranked last week and finish up the season at number 7?
Wayne County.
Oh, my goodness.
Got all the way to the Elite 8.
They should have been in there all year.
Wayne County only lost 3 football games the whole year, and Wayne County beat Appling County head-to-head. That matters in this poll.
So you rank a team in the Final 4. Wayne County made it to the Final 8. Is that what you're telling me?
Wayne County did make it to the Final 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they come in at number 7.
Why are you trying to hate on Wayne County?
I'm not. You overlooked them last week. Now you want to make up for it because you got a lot of protesting. So now I just want to call you out for the fact that you overlooked them for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I haven't.
And now to make it right, you put them in at number 7. They should have been in the top 10 all along. But now, oh, you're going to make things right on the final poll and put them in at number 7. Okay, fine.
I'm not making it right. The formula put them in after Appling County. You got to think. Wayne beat Appling, so therefore Wayne's going to get power points for as far as Appling goes.
And the Frederica Academy people from a few years ago.
You're still on this.
Say you're full of crap.
At number 6, we got to move on. Okay. At number 6, holding strong at number 6, Irwin County stays right there. At number 5, moving up 3 spots, who did not play last week because they were eliminated, Calvary Day Cavaliers move up 3 spots to number 5 this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
How do they move up over the Applings and the Wayne counties of the world?
Well, Appling nor Wayne played either.
I mean, so you give a bye to, you give a team that's watching at home you jump them three spots, but then you drop Brunswick High because Kip Branch does the Brunswick High broadcast.
It's got nothing to do with it.
You drop them a spot just to see if you can get a rise out of me on the show.
No.
Yeah,
the formula?
That's the formula.
There's a mathematic formula.
Okay.
At number four, down three spots with a 52-34 loss to Prince Avenue, the Swainsboro Tigers finish at number four in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Good season. You got past Irwin County, got over that mental hurdle of beating one of those teams, and sky's the limit for Swainsboro.
At number three, up two spots with a 27-32 loss to Thompson, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricane moved from 5-3 and finish at three.
So you got one team that loses a state championship that drops three spots, and you got a team that loses a state championship that jumps two spots. Wow.
That's what the formula did.
Formula sucks. Formula needs to be retired. They retired the BCS and replaced it with the college football playoff. You need to retire this raggedy pole.
Well, raggedy. It's not raggedy. Well, remember last week there was a little controversy around the Fitzgerald ranking.
Oh, so you got complaints from Fitzgerald, so you had to fix that this week.
I didn't know. I didn't have to fix it. It was just controversial with the way the formula.
But how does Swainsboro drop from 1-4? And they lost by 5 points.
Swainsboro lost by more than that.
Well, they dropped three spots and lose a state championship game. And Fitzgerald jumps two spots for losing a state championship. There's no rhyme or reason for your poll, man.
That's where the numbers came out.
Yeah.
And at number two, moving up one spot with a 14-13 win over Cedartown, the Benedictine Cadets.
Had just entered the poll 3 weeks ago.
They finish at number two.
There you go.
And your new number one team to finish the season.
The Coastal Georgia. Between I-75 and south of I-16 in that area, your national champion color.
Number one with a 38-13 win over the Warner Robins Demons, denying them a three-peat. The Ware County Gators finished the season at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
So, Ware County, you're the east of 75, south of I-16, north of the Florida State champion, north of the Florida State line, national champion.
Yeah.
Ware County Gators.
Let's recap, shall we? Great. Okay. At number 10, Brunswick High, 9, Savannah Christian, 8, Appling County, 7, Wayne, 6, Irwin, 5, the Calvary Day Cavaliers, 4, Swainsboro, 3, Fitzgerald, 2, Benedictine, and the number one team to round things out and finish the season, the Ware County Gators, finish at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Congratulations. No comment?
I mean, it's your poll. I mean, it's your world. You live with it.
I don't have to live with it. It's not my poll. It's the math. Yes.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And so now we hand the show over, hand the keys to the famous Kip Branch. Keep us on the tracks, man.
Keep us on the tracks with this week's edition, the pre-Christmas list edition of the Butthurt List. We got a tie for number five this week. Number five, tie for fifth, the Carrollton Trojans.
Oh, man.
You give up 70 points in a state championship game. You got to get on a list, man. You can't give up 70 points and not be on some kind of list. Come on, man.
The fact that the Carrollton Trojans were even there is pretty impressive. The fact they had such a great year was pretty impressive, considering they have 6A numbers and they're playing up in 7A because they got hit by that multiplier rule the GHSA put in effect in the offseason.
That's what the formula said. Tied for number five.
That's your list.
That's tied for number five, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Do you get blown out at home last week? You're supposed to be the class of the AFC South.
No.
The Jags go up there and Trevor Lawrence plays his best game as a pro, and they blow you out at your home stadium. Derrick Henry got separated from the ball there with a big hit in the first half, was a non-factor the rest of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, where was he? Did he play?
Ryan Tannehill. Is he still playing? Who is this guy? I mean, Tennessee, you're never going to win with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. Big winners. You might get in the playoffs, but you're not going to the Super Bowl until you upgrade the quarterback position.
I used to feel that way about certain quarterbacks until Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl in Baltimore, and now I don't know if I feel the same way.
Formula says Tennessee's at five. Number four, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, yeah.
Old, slow.
Oh, wow.
And they just don't look good. You got beat 35-7 by Mr. Irrelevant last week, and he looked like somebody. He looked like your quarterback, Tampa Bay, against your team last week. Tampa Bay, who's going to win that NFC South? Somebody's going to win that by default. Who's going to win it?
The Atlanta Falcons.
With Marcus Mariota at quarterback?
No, because Marcus Mariota is no longer playing. You haven't heard about that?
Well, I mean,
you have. In case you haven't, Marcus Mariota quit, and the Falcons put him in IR.
Marcus Mariota. Number three on the butthurt list, Tom Brady. The GOAT isn't the GOAT anymore. He's officially past his prime.
Oh, man.
He officially needs to retire. He officially needs to go back and try to get his wife back. But he needs to do is retire from the National Football League. His best days are behind him, and he looked old. He looked slow, and he looked like he didn't want to be there in San Francisco last Sunday.
Have you seen his new girlfriend?
No.
She's hot.
Apparently. She must be. But Tom is not hot at playing quarterback right now.
She's also like 24.
Yeah, he's what, 45, 46?
Do what you got to do.
You got to give him credit on that end. I applaud him on that end, but on the football field, you're not looking very good, Tom. And you're over there yelling at people like Mike Evans on the sidelines. Yeah. Then you come back out and you throw a football 3 feet behind him that should have been a touchdown. Come on, dude. You get on the butthurt list.
Okay.
Speaking of quarterbacks that deserve to be on the butthurt list, Tua is at number two.
Okay.
Dude, he's either hot or he's glacier cold.
Glacier cold.
Yeah, he's just not playing very good right now. I don't know if it's, you know, concussion protocol stuff or whatever, but Tua's not looking very good right now. And the Miami Dolphins have a playoff roster, and they need their quarterback to play like a playoff quarterback.
Huh.
He's not right now.
Okay.
So pick it up, Tua.
Write this down. The Miami Dolphins will end up playing in the AFC Championship game.
Against who?
I didn't say who. I just said the Miami Dolphins.
They better try to get in the playoffs.
Will end up playing in the AFC Championship game. I'll let you know who when I decide who it's going to be, but the Dolphins will be there.
And number one on the butthurt list this week.
Maybe the Bengals.
And this is a huge contingent of people that's out there across the country, across the Southeast. All you Stetson Bennett haters out there, you suck. Period. You get to be number one on the butt hurt list, and many of them.
Stetson Bennett haters are number one?
Yeah, they're okay. the Stetson Bennett haters are number one on the butt hurt list, and we got them amongst us. They're amongst us.
Somebody in the production crew?
No, they're amongst us all around. You walk into Target. I walked into Target today, Christmas shop. There was Georgia fans wearing Georgia gear that are Stetson Bennett haters. There's people, well, there's a lot of Stetson Bennett haters in Tennessee because obviously Stetson went 3-0 against them and torched them like a flame. There's Stetson Bennett haters in Louisiana, Stetson Bennett haters in New York City at the Heisman Trophy awards ceremony. A lot of Stetson Bennett haters out there. And you know what? He's going to, y'all hate him all you want. And he's at the end of the day, he's going to laugh all the way to the bank down the road, lead his team to another national championship, get a Hollywood movie made about him. And then 15 years from now, when he's sitting here having to hire a money manager to count all his money, y'all gonna still be hating on Stetson Bennett. But you know what? He's gonna have two rings of SEC championship, probably gonna get picked up on an NFL squad, and he's gonna be a legend in the state of Georgia. And then you're gonna be saying, oh man, I used to love when Stetson was the quarterback. But you know what? You hate on him now, and you know who you are. There's many of you out there. I'm off my soapbox.
Well, that was like a 10-minute soapbox, so I'm certainly glad that you're done. Obviously, you're pretty passionate about Mr. Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that say they're fans, but they really hate behind the scenes.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, the countdown has begun. Don't get left out in the cold this Christmas morning. Get on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. Don't forget to tell her to come down and make a wish list, which saves you 20%. No wish list, no problem. Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff is happy to help. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
I was looking through YouTube the other day, and I didn't realize this, but I came across a trailer for The Mummy, a remake of The Mummy that Tom Cruise was in like 2016, 2017.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know this movie existed, so obviously it didn't do very well.
Tom Cruise, man, he's made some good movies over the years. The Mission Impossible, Jack Reacher, those are some good movies. What are some other franchises he's done?
Main
two, right?
Yeah, Mission Impossible. He's done that. I wanted to mention this to you before we get into picking games. Because I was doing this the other day. I actually sat down and watched the original Top Gun. And I have to admit, Kip, I was pleasantly surprised about how good that movie was. That scene where Tom Cruise is talking to Jack Nicholson says, "I want the truth." And he says, "You can't handle the truth."
Dude,
that is an amazing scene.
Jeez.
I was floored. So, man, you're right. That movie's pretty solid. Top Gun.
I'm not falling for that, dude. I'm not falling for that garbage.
I don't know what you mean. It is now time for Kip and I bowl season, right? So before we go any further with this, I'm just telling you, we're going to pick all the bowls because...
Pitiful games on tap.
Yeah. You're not going to hear from Kip and myself for the next couple of weeks because we're going to be off on vacation.
There you go.
Yep. We'll see you guys at the beginning of the year when the show ends. All right. So in the bowl games, let's go ahead and get to it. In the Fenway Bowl, Cincinnati at Louisville. Give me Cincinnati.
Yes.
In Las Vegas Bowl, Florida at Oregon, number 14, versus number 14, Oregon State. Oregon State is going to woodshed the Gators.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Gators? Well, who's going to fill out a roster? Yeah, Oregon State shouldn't win.
In the L.A. Bowl, Washington State versus Fresno State. Give me the Cougars.
I'll take Fresno State.
They're
a pretty good football team.
Okay. Lending Tree Bowl, Rice versus Southern Miss. I don't know a lot about Rice. I know not a lot about Southern Miss. Give me Southern Miss.
Me too.
Okay. New Mexico Bowl, SMU versus BYU. BYU, BYU.
BYU.
Frisco Bowl, North Texas and Boise State. Give me the folks from the Blue Field.
Yes.
And the Myrtle Beach Bowl, Marshall versus UConn. Give me the Matthew McConaughey's.
Yeah, Marshall beat Notre Dame. I'll go with them.
The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Eastern Michigan and San Jose. These things are getting ridiculous.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Eastern Michigan and San Jose State. I'll take Eastern Michigan.
I'll take San Jose.
Okay. In the Boca Raton Bowl, Liberty versus Toledo. Give me Liberty.
I'll take Liberty, even minus Hugh Freeze.
Yeah. In the New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky versus South Alabama. You know what? I'll take South Alabama.
I'll take Western Kentucky. They've been a good football team all year.
In the Armed Forces Bowl, Baylor versus Air Force, I'll take the Baylor Bears.
Me too.
The Independence Bowl, Louisiana versus Houston. Give me Houston.
Yes, I'll take Houston.
In the Gasparilla Bowl, Wake Forest versus Mizzou. Wake Forest.
I'll take Wake as well. Missouri, I'm not real impressed with them. Mm.
In the Hawaii Bowl, Middle Tennessee versus San Diego State.
I'll take Middle Tennessee.
I'll take Middle Tennessee, too. Quick Lane Bowl, New Mexico State versus Bowling Green. I'll take Bowling Green.
Yep.
In the Camellia Bowl, Georgia Southern versus Buffalo. Give me those Eagles from Statesboro.
I'll take the Eagles as well.
First Responder Bowl, Memphis versus Utah State. I'll take Memphis.
I'll take Utah State.
Oh, okay. Birmingham Bowl, Coastal Carolina versus East Carolina. Why do they need to go to Birmingham to play the game?
They could play that in Wilmington.
I mean.
I'll take East Carolina.
I'll take Coastal Carolina. Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Wisconsin. Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Wow. Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State. Give me Wisconsin.
I'll take Oklahoma State. Okay. The Fighting Mike Gundys.
In the Military Bowl, Central Florida versus Duke. Give me the Knights.
Four loss a year, Gus. Right on track. Could end up being five. I'm going to take Duke to beat them in this game.
In the Liberty Bowl, I thought we already had a Liberty Bowl, but that's the Independence Bowl.
Yeah.
The Liberty Bowl, Kansas versus Arkansas. Give me Arkansas.
I'm going to take Kansas. Arkansas, I'm not. They don't have a defense.
Okay. In the Holiday Bowl, Oregon versus North Carolina. I'll take Oregon.
I'll take Oregon as well.
In the Texas Bowl, Texas Tech versus Ole Miss. I'll take Ole Miss.
I'm going to take Ole Miss as well.
Okay. In the Pinstripe Bowl, Syracuse versus Minnesota. Ugh. Who cares about that?
I'll take Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota, too. In the Cheez-Its Bowl, Oklahoma versus 13 Florida State. Give me the Noles.
I'll take the Noles. The Noles can have a 10-win season, man. They're getting back on track.
Very under the radar 10-win season.
Yeah, they could end up being a top 10 team when it's all said and done.
In the Alamo Bowl, 20 Texas versus 12 Washington. Washington's going to destroy the Longhorns.
I don't know. Texas, I'm going to pick Texas. I'm not real impressed with the Pac-12.
In the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
You get a mayo bath if you win this one. Maryland versus NC State. Give me Maryland. They give Ohio State fits.
Yeah, NC State's ranked 23rd. I'll take Maryland in the upset. Sun Bowl, Pitt versus 18 UCLA. I'll take UCLA. State of California says UCLA can go on to the Pac-10. Didn't know it was their call.
Yeah, I'll take UCLA.
Okay. In the Gator Bowl, 21 Notre Dame, 19 South Carolina. Give me the Irish.
I'm going to take South Carolina. They got some momentum, man, and there'll be a pile of Gamecock fans in Jacksonville.
That's
for that
true.
Game. I'll go with the Gamecocks.
In the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Ohio versus Wyoming. Give me Ohio.
I'll take Wyoming.
In the Orange Bowl, number 6, Tennessee, 7, Clemson. I'm liking Clemson to win this game.
Well, since Cedric Tillman and Jalen Hyatt have opted out of the bowl game, yeah, I'll take Clemson.
Okay, in the Sugar Bowl, number 5, Alabama, number 9, Kansas State. Alabama just had one of their receivers hit the transfer portal.
Does Bama want to be there?
I'm taking Kansas State to win the football game.
I had Kansas State circled, and I scratched it out and circled Alabama.
I had Alabama circled, and I just scratched them out and circled Kansas State. Mm. In the Music City Bowl, Iowa and Kentucky. Give me Iowa.
I'm going to tell you something. This bowl game has the lowest ever for a bowl game. The over-under is 31. That's no joke.
That's two really good defenses.
No, that's two offenses that just absolutely – yes, are bad.
Oh, okay.
I'll take Kentucky.
In the Fiesta Bowl, TCU and number 2, Michigan. 3 is TCU. I'll take Michigan.
I'm going to take Michigan as well in that football game.
In the Peach Bowl, number 4, Ohio State versus number 1, Georgia. Ohio State has already had their number 2 wide receiver opt out. They've had a running back banged up. The starting running back is opting out as well. It's like Ohio State doesn't want to play the game. I'll take Georgia.
Well, they're opting out because of injury. I mean, they're not healthy enough to play. I'm going to take Georgia as well, but this game is going to be – this is the best semifinal matchup in the history of the college football playoff.
Holy cow.
Best semifinal matchup in the history, and it's going to play out that way.
Talk about overstatements. Okay. If you say so. RealiQuest Bowl, Mississippi State versus Illinois. Let me tell you something. The Mississippi State Bulldogs are going to be motivated to play this game. Illinois, you're about to have a buzzsaw run through you when y'all play that game.
If Mississippi State was playing the Kansas City Chiefs, I'd pick Mississippi State. I mean, I want those guys to win so bad in the memory of Coach Leitz, I'm pulling for the Bulldogs.
In the Cotton Bowl, 16 Tulane versus number 10 USC. Of course, USC wanted no part of Central Florida. They're jumping for joy. They got Tulane in that game in the Cotton Bowl. I'll take USC.
Well, Central Florida could have earned their way to play USC, but they couldn't get it done against Tulane. You know, I'm taking Tulane to win that football game.
To beat USC?
I am.
With the Heisman Trophy winner.
He's hurt. He's got a pulled hamstring.
That's right. He's still going to play, though, right?
I'm sure he'll play. I don't know if he'll paint his fingernails or anything like that, but he probably will play.
In the Citrus Bowl, 17, LSU and Purdue. By the way, Drew Brees is going to be coaching the Boilermakers for this football game. I'll take LSU.
And he'll be 0-1 as a head coach. I'm taking LSU.
In the Rose Bowl, 11, Penn State, 8, Utah. Two teams that are actually glad to be there. I'll take Utah.
I'll take Utah as well. Utah is a good football team. Physical football team.
Utah would be in the conversation, I feel like, if indeed we were already doing that silly playoff format where we've got everybody and their brother making the college football playoff.
They would. They'd be a factor, too.
Yes, they would.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone. com. Trap money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings.
Gotta be real with it. Yep. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents a gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You know, in the break on our shot sheet, it said that, you know, we should be talking about the college football bowls, the big ones. And so I said to Kip, hey, Kip, you know, why don't we talk baseball about Dansby Swanson? And Kip kind of, so this is what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about the bowls, but what I'm just going to do is I'm going to throw this out there. Dansby Swanson's going to end up signing for between $250 and $285 million to either the Cubs or the Dodgers. That's what's going to happen, Braves fans.
Mm. Who's going to play shortstop for the Braves?
They're going to make a deal. I don't think Vaughn Grissom's going to be the guy. Don't be shocked if Atlanta goes out and gets, like, a defensive shortstop, a guy that's not going to put up the numbers that Dansby does, but it's going to be a solid defensive shortstop, and then they go and make another trade and get that outfielder from Pittsburgh, the Reynolds guy that's on the market. What I think's going to happen.
There's going to be a backlash from Braves fans, because I was in Atlanta last summer for a Braves game. They were playing. I can't remember who they were playing. It was I think the Angels were in town. We went up for a weekend and went to a Saturday night game, me and my wife. Man, there's a lot of females wearing number 7 jerseys at Truist Park.
Well, he's now a married man.
Well, I understand.
So it doesn't
matter.
Or technically it shouldn't matter. It still may. But with Dansby, and I don't know that. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm sure Dansby is more than happy and newly married, so definitely a happy man. But his wife lives in Chicago or plays for the franchise there in Chicago. And so that's one of the things that I guess has got the Cubs in the mix with this, is that, right, if you're married, especially if you're newly married,
right,
and you're both playing professional sports in the same city, that makes a lot of sense with a new marriage, doesn't it?
It does, but if you're going to go to Chicago, the White Sox are better prepared to win than the Cubs are right now.
And I think that's the drawback for the Cubs, because remember, they just had a fire sale last season and the season before where they just started shipping guys out trying to clear payroll. If Dansby signs there, the fact of the matter is the Cubs aren't going to be contenders for at least 3 or 4 seasons, at least that, probably longer.
And Dansby's used to winning. He's a winner. He's used to playing into postseason, and does he really want to go to a team and start over on a losing franchise?
I mean, that's basically what the Cubs will be doing. They're going to be rebuilding. And the other thing with the Dodgers is, which, you know, I think this is where Dansby's going, and I think he's going to sign there for more than $250 to $285, which is what the experts say. I think Dansby's going to get somewhere between $300 and $325 if he signs with LA.
Trey Turner got it. Dansby can get it.
Dansby's a better player than Trey Turner, right?
I believe he is.
I think he is, too. Dansby's better than Xander Bogaerts, in my opinion. He might not have the reputation of being better than he is, but I think he's a better
Dansby
player.
Dansby is, especially on the offensive end, Dansby's gotten better and better over the last 3 or 4 years. He's a feared hitter in the Braves lineup right now. Mm.
And, of course, Carlos Correa, $350 million.
Now, that dude's a baller.
I mean, but is he $350 million player?
I don't know about – I mean, you can say that about when you start throwing millions around. You can say that about just about anybody. But Correa's a baller. He's a player.
I mean, in my opinion, Correa's not even a top 10 player in Major League Baseball.
He's a top one, two, or three shortstop.
Especially in salary.
Production, he's a man. Would you take Dansby over Correa?
No.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
No, I would not. And speaking of Dansby, going back to him, his agent, XL Sports, same folks that represented Freddie Freeman, Casey Close is his agent. Well, he's got Dodger ties in his past. That's kind of what landed Freddie in L.A. So there's that aspect of it. Freddie's already over there. It just seems like and the Dodgers need a shortstop because they just lost Trey Turner. They bet on Trey Turner and let Corey Seager walk. He went to Texas, And now they're without a shortstop. And the Dodgers have the money to pay top dollar for the remaining good shortstop on the market, which is Dansby.
Flight from Atlanta to Chicago is what, maybe an hour and 20 minutes?
Well, if
flight from L.A. to Chicago is a little bit further.
That's what I was actually just about to get to.
Yeah.
If there is a flight, it ain't going to be from L.A. to Atlanta. It's going to be from L.A. to Chicago.
So, I mean, I don't think the Braves are interested in re-signing him. I mean, it all indications are it appears that way, doesn't it?
I like what Dansby did here. According to everything that I've read, there's been very little communication between the Braves and Casey Close and Excel Sports pertaining to Dansby. And Dansby picked up the phone and called Alex Anthopoulos and just said, "Hey, man, you know, I'd like to come back, but I need to get paid. You know, what's the deal?" And I don't know what the logistics.
Heck, they're paying everybody else.
Well, but that's another thing. At some point or another, you got to sign Max Fried long term. That's another card in this whole thing.
Do you trade Max Fried?
No way. No way.
You let, I mean, no, I've seen some no. reports.
I've seen those,
some articles out there those are, suggest
are,
that.
I've seen those too, and those guys are idiots that wrote that. I'm telling you, you let Dansby walk before you trade Max Fried. What I think Atlanta's going to do is they're going to let Dansby walk, and then as soon as that happens, not very far into the regular season, then Atlanta's going to extend Max Fried to one of those long-term contracts they keep signing everybody to.
Yes. I mean, I don't want to see Max Fried pitching for anybody else, especially in the National League.
I mean, Braves fans, at the end of the day, this is basically the choice that your franchise has given you. Do you want to re-sign Dansby and then have to trade Max Fried next offseason, or do you let Dansby walk and then sign Max Fried to a long-term extension? That's basically the dilemma that you're looking at here.
Braves are going to have some issues with some of these long-term contracts.
In the back end.
With people like Acuna signing for dirt cheap and people like that, they're going to want to renegotiate here in a couple of years, and it's going to be a predicament for all parties involved.
Dude, Ozzie Albies is making $35 million for 7 years.
Crazy.
That's nuts.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain.
From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Well, the high school football season has ended, and here are your state winners. In GISA AAA, John Millage. GHSA Single A Division II, the Bowden Red Devils. Single A Division I, Prince Avenue Christian Wolverines. In AA, the Thompson Bulldogs. AAA, Sandy Creek Patriots. In 4A, the Benedictine Cadets. 5A, Ware County Gators win their first ever. In 6A, the Langston Hughes Panthers. And in 7A, the Mill Creek Hawks. Congratulations to all of our state winners. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.